he does a good job of mixing that good fastball with the slider. You know, for a lefty-righty matchup, it's a challenging out. The stuff just feels different when that heater has some ride to it. I felt like a couple hitters before me, something told me that he was going to try to challenge me with the fastball, and the nature of my at-bats lately, I know I have to put a little extra focus on getting the barrel out there. I feel like I've been getting tied up a lot lately, so really wanted to sell out to making sure first and foremost it was a strike, but being fastball timing, and I think it was just dumb luck. I happened to throw one inner half, and I was ready for it.
Seems like that's a pitch you've been able to get pretty well this year.
High velo. For sure. I've been really happy with how I've been handling the high velo, and then specifically like inner half of the plate. I feel like the last 10 games or so, I've been feeling a little bit, not late, but maybe a little bit manipulative with the barrel. Maybe just trying to do too much, trying to be perfect. So it felt good to, you know, kind of just let one fly and get something in the air pull side there.
Speaking of dumb luck, I guess Rodon came in and only given up like 5 home runs this year, had the lowest home run and fly ball rate in the league. So must have felt really good to get one off of him. Kind of a little unexpected, maybe even.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't know that until right now. I knew he didn't give up many homers, but you know that's a pretty low number. So you know, to have 2 off of him today is a, you know, just a tribute to the team. And I think starting off the second half with a little fire and playing with a chip on our shoulder is important.
Speaking of the chip on your shoulder, we've heard some guys talking about the Kepler quote from the other day. You think that's something that kind of didn't really land right with you guys?
It's hard to say. You know, I wasn't there for the interview. You know, things can get taken out of context sometimes. Regardless, you know, we don't want anybody coming in here comfortable or, you know, thinking that it's going to be a pushover series or anything like that. So, you know, regardless of how it was meant or the intent, I think it definitely sparked something. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to, you know, play with an edge for sure.
You guys were hearing what he was saying, come in here and get right?
Something to that effect. You know, like I said, it wasn't there. I haven't even seen the interview. So it's hard to say what the intent was. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, this is our house. We're going to protect it. It's, you know, somebody comes in thinking they're going to, you know, whatever, get back on track or, you know, whatever their plan is, we want to have something to say about it. So it's, you know, it's good to have a little bit of an edge and a fire and some motivation. And it's good to see the guys respond.
What did you first hear about it, the quote?
Exactly that. Just, I guess coming off of 4 games in LA saying,
Did you see that? Was it on TV?
One of your teammates?
Yeah. It was kind of just the talk the other day, maybe right before they came into town. You know, like I could see a couple different angles. Like I said, I haven't seen the interview, so I could see it being like, you know, fresh start to a series, looking to get back on track. Or, you know, to be honest, I like that we took it personal, regardless of how it meant. I think it's good for us to play with an edge. So, you know, any kind of motivation we have to create that edge organically, I think is really important.
Said about you guys?
Thanks, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Enjoy, man.